Welcome to the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is the show that brings you 26 different stories around Southwest Michigan in 26 weeks, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Want to know more about the work of the United Way? Visit uwsm.org.
Welcome to United Way's 26 at 6. Tonight we'll be talking about local college impact. United Way of Southwest Michigan serves individuals in Berrien and Cass counties, and we are fortunate to have two incredible colleges with SMC and LMC. My first guests work for Lake Michigan College. I want to welcome to tonight's show Charmé Sanders and Brandon Flowers.
All right. Thank you.
Hello.
How is everyone?
Great.
Yeah, we are excellent.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So I like to start the show to talk a little bit about who my guests are. So I'm going to look at Charmé first because you're staring at me, Brandon. And just talk a little bit about who you are, kind of your, this is a show about education, but kind of your path and how you got to where you are today.
Well, my name is Charmé Sanders. I grew up in the area. I graduated from St. Joe High School.
Yay.
I left there and went on to Michigan State University.
Oh,
go green.
Go blue.
Despite the score this weekend, we still know which is the best school.
Sure. Go on.
And after graduating from Michigan State, I worked for 15 years for the foster care system with the state of Michigan.
Okay.
And I left the state of Michigan to work at LMC. And when we were trying to get a grant to work with foster youth, they asked me if I would help with the grant, and that's how I became involved with the Start to Finish program at LMC.
So how long have you been at LMC now?
Just shy of 3 years.
Okay. All right. We'll come back to you in a moment. Brandon Flowers, who are you?
Well, that's a very philosophical question, but I'll just tell you a little bit about my background.
We only have just a couple minutes here. So
no, that's fine.
Give me about a 30-second...
I got you. Click. So I actually began my educational career at Lake Michigan College, so I am okay. A Red Hawk twice over. From there, I graduated with an English teaching degree from Western Michigan University.
Go Broncos.
Hey, go Broncos. And we probably won't argue about that here. But from there, I actually was a 10th and 12th grade teacher at Dream Academy,
okay.
The charter school, which has now been incorporated by Benton Harbor. After 5 years, I got the opportunity to work at LMC, and I still work with some of the same students that I taught in high school. So it's kind of it's an awesome opportunity to be able to work post-secondary with some of the students I had.
So, Charmé, what is your role at LMC?
I am the operations manager of Start to Finish. So that just means that I'm in charge of the everyday running of the program. I run the budget and the grants.
Okay.
I work along with the students doing life coaching. And
okay. And Brandon, what is your role with LMC?
Educational services manager, which includes all things exciting about academics, looking at all 101 students' schedules, checking up on grades, attendance, trying to come up with short-term plans for improving grades, things like that.
So the two of you work together in the program Start to Finish.
Like Batman and Robin, yes.
Oh,
pretty much.
Batman and Robin. Or like an old married couple.
No,
right?
Well,
we argue like that sometimes.
Okay.
I'll claim
so,
Batman.
So what is, who wants to tell me or the audience what Start to Finish, what is that program? What does that mean?
I'll answer.
Okay.
Start to Finish is a support program. We're now... we've been since 2012,
mm-hmm.
But our job is to support Benton Harbor Promise Zone graduates,
okay.
In any way possible to make sure that they get what they need, the coaching they need, the advising they need, and tutoring resources, everything they need to graduate.
We also offer those same services to students who spent time in foster care.
Okay, so let's go back to something you said, Brandon, Promise Zone students. What is Promise Zone?
All right, so for any student that graduates from a Benton Harbor High School, specifically Benton Harbor High School in Countryside now, they get 2 years of a Michigan Community College for free as a last dollar scholarship, and it's called the Benton Harbor Promise. It's
okay.
been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
So so students come through that effort at Benton Harbor and can come into Start to Finish.
Yes. That's how they become eligible.
Yes. Right? Any student who graduates from a Promise Zone school.
And so what are some of the highlights that go on during the start to finish program? We're going to come back to that in just a second. So that's your question. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6. And I'm speaking with Charmaine Sanders and Brandon Flowers from LMC about the impact LMC is making on our local community. So who wants to take that question about what are some of the highlights? What are some of the things that go on during the start to finish program?
Well, we have life coaches that are assigned to the students, and the life coaches meet with the students just as much as they necessarily need to meet with the students. It can be once a week, it can be once a month, depending on how much the student needs to meet. The life coach offers basically a cheerleader for the students on campus. It's their go-to person on campus. They hold them accountable for things like attendance and grades in their classes. They help them with navigating the college campus and the resources on campus. And it's just another person who's there to invest in that student's success at LMC.
So is it one-on-one, you know, like mentorship with them, or are they in a group and they have like a teacher? How does that work?
The assignment of the life coach is a one-on-one mentor relationship, but we all kind of work together as a program.
What are some of the things that you're seeing that students are bringing that the life coach can help navigate them with besides the navigation of being on campus? But when we talk about life, we're saying obviously there's some things going on in life. What are some of those things? Brandon, you smiled when I said that.
Yeah, well, it can be so many things, but transportation is definitely a big one. And we have a van that we will send out to pick up some of our students. Right now, Charmaine has actually been operating that vehicle. We also do like minor problem solving, so like issues in a class, or you know, issues obtaining books. But we also help with bigger issues and questions. If something's going on at you know with the family, and a student doesn't feel like they can finish the semester, what do they do? And so being a sounding board, but also taking them through some problem solving methods where, you know, they can really figure out for themselves what they want to do. It's a big part of what we do.
So go ahead.
I was just going to say a lot of students have jobs too. So helping with the work-life balance is really important.
And, did you say you had 101 students in the program right now?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
From all of the cohorts, starting in 2011 up until now, there's 101 registered for fall.
Okay. How does it make you feel to watch a student succeed through this program? Either one of you.
I would say that it's almost a proud parent feeling. We watch the students grow while they're there. We watch them sometimes struggle to get good grades, struggle to, you know, get through. And then we get to see them walk across the stage at graduation. And we just helped one of our students get into Michigan State and helping him with that process and taking him to orientation and things like that. It's just an amazing feeling to watch them grow and move on and see what we can do to help them on with their next stage of life.
Brandon?
Yeah, I would say it's a lot like riding a roller coaster.
Those are kind of scary.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you never know when you walk in that day, you know, what a student is going to come to you with. You don't know what kind of feedback you might be getting from an instructor in the email. And there are times when you sit down for an hour and work out, you know, a great plan that the student agrees with. And then there are times that you just want to pull all your hair out, which has already happened for me just about. There's not much left up
there. Interesting, yeah.
But
yeah.
At the end of the roller coaster, you know, you're glad you survived and you had a great time. I love working with the students, and I am always, always surprised by the wonderful things that they do.
As we close out the segment, I want to talk a little bit about some statistics, because obviously you've been running the program for a little while. You've got to be able to talk about the results.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what, I know you probably have a couple that you want to highlight. So what, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I think that one of our biggest highlights, one of our biggest accomplishments is in the 5 years prior to the start to finish program beginning, The Benton Harbor Promise Zone only had 9 graduates from LMC. In the 5 years since our intervention, we've had 40.
Wow.
And then, well, from 2012 to 2017, and in the last year, we just had 5 more.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is great.
And additionally, the GPA rose from a D average now up to like a BA average.
So that one-on-one mentoring is really key in making sure that people are getting that support. Charmaine Sanders, Brandon Flowers from LMC, we're going to have you guys stick around for the next segment as we'll be welcoming in a student impacted by LMC's start-to-finish program. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. In our first segment, Charmaine Sanders and Brandon Flowers from LMC discuss the Start to Finish program through LMC. I am excited to welcome them both back and also into the studio, Shoque Pitchford, who is a student through Start to Finish. But first, I want to ask Brandon and Charmaine, the program Start to Finish is a microcosm of what Lake Michigan College stands for. There's a culture there for changing lives. Can you talk about LMC as a whole and how the college is all about the student?
Yeah, absolutely. From the academic side, I can tell you that I am frequently just blown away by how instructors go out of their way for students. There are times that, students will come to me and they will already have a problem solved because the instructor actually takes the time to sit down with them and work out issues, provide tutoring after class, make themselves available. One time, even a department chair in our natural sciences came down out of her office to our office to work with a student one-on-one. I am just, every day, I'm blown away by what our instructors are willing to do for students.
And I think that's a little bit about what this program is. It's that one-on-one attention to help students succeed. So let's talk to Shoque Pitchford, who, and tell me, you were in the program.
You're
still in the program. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself. I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
So tell us who you are. Where are you from?
My name is Shoque Pitchford, and I am originally from New Orleans. We left there right before Hurricane Katrina happened. We moved up to Atlanta, and I lived there and went to kindergarten there for a little while. But my mother got homesick, so she decided to come back to Benton Harbor so we can deal with the cold.
Well, okay. So your mom is from here.
Yes.
And so you went to Benton Harbor High School.
I went to Countryside High School.
Countryside. Okay.
Academy.
All right. Sorry to make that assumption.
No, it's fine.
And then you're now at LMC. Why LMC?
When I was thinking about that question, I thought about why not LMC. I was so against going to college at first that I was like, well, I'm not going to a big university and getting in so much financial debt that is detrimental to my financial future. So I'm like, let's go to LMC and see if this is actually what I want to do. And then for how LMC is structured, it's cost free to me. So it was a good test trial for what I wanted to do and to see if college was for me.
So is college so far is it good for you?
I like it more than I thought I was going to like
it. Good, good. So what are you studying?
Well, I started off in theater as a theater major because I'm really into acting and movies and things of that nature. And I wanted to be like this big movie star. But then I started to get, realistic and started separating hobbies from actual career goals. So I decided to move over to business administration, where I find that I actually like that a bit more just because it's a little more grounded in reality.
So what classes are you taking right now?
Macroeconomics, microeconomics, a lot of math, a lot of hair pulling. I'll be like Mr. Flowers soon.
Yeah. So are you a full-time student?
Yes.
And how many credits is that?
13 at the moment, but 12 is the full-time.
Is full-time. Okay. And where are you in your process for towards graduation?
I will be out of LMC fall of 2019.
So you've been in there a year.
Yep.
So you have another year.
Yep.
Okay. And then what are your plans to do after that?
If I get over that procrastination hump, I want to go to Juilliard for some type of
acting, theater.
I'm so drama. Up in the air because I have so much stuff I want to do, but trying to lock it down on one thing, that's a place where I feel like I can be as artistically creative as possible. But if that falls through, then I want to go somewhere like Full Sail University to learn some more filmography.
Okay. So let's talk about how you got involved with Start to Finish.
Okay. So that was actually a really funny story. I was very against this program in the beginning. I had a most of my friends were in it, and I would come to the Start to Finish area and just sit there and just like talk with them, but I never had anything to do with the program. And once I started voicing my discern for it, they were like, well, we're going to see what some of these other people have to think about it. So they went and got Miss Charmaine and a man that was Marcus and these other people that used to work there. And they kind of sat me down and were like, well, what don't you like about the program? And it wasn't confronting me. They wanted to know what could they change about the program to help include people like me that didn't think it had anything to offer. And long story short, I haven't left since. I've just been there every day, and they've really given me an outlet to express everything I've wanted to express.
So you would actually be a good spokesperson or a role model for others that might not be into it as well.
I've helped a few other people come around and just show them that this area was something that they could benefit from.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, and we're talking with Shokwe Pitchford, a student from LMC, about the Start to Finish program. So let's talk a little bit about some of your experiences so far that you've had through the program.
So when I first got into the program, me and Mr. Flowers have a really funny story in the beginning, because I wanted to create this film group on campus because I'm really into films. I want to make movies. I want to make short films. And I'm like, well, there's nothing on campus at the moment. So I'll run to our club advisor and I'm like, I want to create a club that's going to make films and do all these different things. And she's like, well, you need someone to be like your camp, not campus. What are they called? They're called
advisors.
Mm-hmm. So I go back to Start to Finish and I'm just voicing my concern. I'm like, I can't find anybody. And Mr. Flowers is like, I'll do it. And I'm like, who are you? And he's like, I want to be a part of it. And then we start talking and we come up with the name, The Young Producers. Oh. And I start making honor roll and I start meeting other people that I really like. I get more people in the group. We start getting equipment, cameras, lights, everything we can need. And it was a facet that I didn't know that I was going to need in the end result, but it was something that was destined to happen from the beginning.
So how do you think this, you talked a little bit about business administration because that's a little bit more grounded, and the film and all this other stuff might be a little bit more unknown, a little bit more risky. How do you think the program is helping you shape that direction? How's it impacting your life, if you will?
One big thing that they're doing is they're allowing me to be as creative and out there as possible. But at the same time, I'm starting to be held to this. You keep telling us about stuff you want to do. Show us something, bring it to reality so that you can stop saying, well, I need to do this, this, and this with a business administration degree and really can go forward with this theater that you want to do. But at the same time, they're reminding me that even to have a backup plan, to have a plan B, if this film doesn't work out, you still have this that you're going for and you're still doing really well in your classes. You have other things that you can do. And I feel like they're just that parent on campus that may not be there for other students. And they're in the back of your head saying, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this.
So are you a good student?
I'm told I am. I don't think I am.
So what kind of grades are you getting?
I have a 4 point right now.
So from what I remember when I went to high school or college, that was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So be proud of that. It's hard work, right?
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So if you were to talk to a group of kids, youth, that were questioning on whether to participate in this program, what would you say to them?
I would tell them to take a step back and look at their own personal journey up to that point and to see whether or not they need a group of people like what Start to Finish has to offer, because there are so many different elements in Start to Finish that cater to different needs. You have emotional support, you have academic support, or if you just need to stop being so introverted and get out there and talk to some more people and become more familiar to what campus life could be, then that's what I would say. I would say find out what you really feel like you need in your life and seek it out in that program. And there are people here who can help you find that.
Are you an introvert?
No, I'm very extroverted.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I just wanted to make sure you were clued into that. Charmaine, Brandon, what could you say about Shokwe?
Shokwe is probably one of the most creative and brilliant young people that I've met in a long time. He probably won't ever know just how much potential I believe that he has, and I am expecting to see a movie or film that he has written and directed. 10 years. I'm calling it on the radio right now.
I'm kind of curious that if you were to come back on the radio here with me in 5 years, what would you be doing?
Wondering what time my assistant booked it.
So, wow, we could, you know, we should find an internship for you at the United Way or something. You've got some skill set that might lend itself well to Ryan, who is my producer of the show, who's actually sitting next to me saying, hey, we could use him. So maybe we'll connect. But I want to thank you for coming on to the show. Charmaine and Brandon as well for staying with us first and second segment. And
thank you for having us.
You're welcome. I am curious where you're going to be in a couple years. So, I'll look to touch point on that. But, and as you go on through life, feel free to come back. Let us know how things are going. I wish you the best of luck with school. And after the break, we'll be switching gears to Southwest Michigan College. So don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to tonight's show focused on local college impact. We talked to LMC in our first two segments and are now excited to be talking with Southwestern Michigan College in the next two segments. Welcome to the show, Lyndon Parrish from SMC.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
So I like to start the show with getting to know who's on my show. So can you talk a little bit about yourself and kind of who you are, where you came from, how'd you get to where you are? Because you don't have a direct path into education, I don't think.
No, not at all. I was actually in law enforcement for 30 years.
Okay.
Last 27 years with the Cass County Sheriff's Office, and 15 of that running our investigations and patrol.
So what is investigations and patrol mean?
Detectives and our road patrol. That's what I was in charge of before I retired.
Okay.
4 years ago.
So you retired and then you got persuaded by a common friend of ours, Tom Atkinson.
Yes.
Who's also on the United Way board.
Yes, he is.
But he brought you over to SMC to do what?
Originally to be the director of student conduct, which is to do issues with the code of conduct,
okay,
and then have hearings and that type of thing. And then later, about a year later, in charge of campus security as well.
Okay. So do you see a lot? I mean, do you see students directly because of their conduct? I mean, is there a lot of...
Sometimes, yes. It depends on what the different infractions are. A lot of times it's dealing with them on a one-on-one basis to try to get them back on the right track and obeying our code of conduct as well as, just general security issues.
Okay. And why do you think that work is important?
Well, for me, it's another way to make our campus safe and secure. You know, that's what my whole career was, was dealing with the community and trying to keep it safe and secure. And it's the same way with the campus environment. We've got 400 students living on campus, as well as people coming, from elsewhere to visit our campus. And so it's just another way to do that.
There's 400 students living in dorms?
Yes.
Or is it college housing or what's it called these days?
Campus housing.
Okay, it's not called...
Residential life.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm sure that there at times could be some challenges with that.
There are. Because I remember being a college... 20-year-old, yes.
I was a college student once living in a dorm. I know exactly what happens there. We had... what did we have? RAs.
Yes, we still do.
Okay, so they have that as well.
Residence assistance as well as the residence hall managers that live in each of those. We have three different dorms.
Yeah, they didn't want me as one of those. They just wanted me as the student. So you've been at SMC for 4 years now. Can you talk a little bit about how the college is about the student?
Sure. You know, it's always been about local access to high quality education in a way that removes barriers. And one of the things, that's one of the reasons this program came about. We started looking at one of the barriers was mental health issues that students were having. I mean, we do things like a lot of scholarships, free tutoring, free access to full fitness center, on-campus food pantry, all these other ways to remove these barriers so people can be successful. And we started seeing that there was an issue with mental health with our students. And we looked for a way to, you know, kind of remove that barrier as well.
So the program that you're talking about is the mental health counseling program.
Yes.
And that started
2016, we saw the need, and we went to, it actually started with a partnership with Woodlands Behavioral Health.
Right.
And they were getting a grant through United Way.
Yep.
And so we worked with them, and in 2017, program was successful. We saw a lot of success right off the start. 2017, they were no longer able to do that, so we went directly to United Way. And again, continue the program, and it's continuing to this day. But what we saw was a lot of conduct issues, and our director of housing also saw some housing issues that could be, we thought, addressed through mental health counseling, and they really have been.
So the goal of the program is
to provide free mental health counseling to our students in order for them to be successful. And success in our eyes are graduating or getting their certificate, continuing with their education, or going to transferring to another college.
And I know we're going to talk to Candace Boozy, who's the counselor for the program, in our next segment. But I want to talk a little bit about maybe some of the stressors and some of the issues that you're seeing that these kids are either bringing in to college or experiencing once they are there. Because you said that they're 17 and 18 years old, and that's a young age to be on campus, away from home. What's going on with these kids?
Exactly. You know, a lot of that is that struggle transitioning from high school to college level academics. At the same time, they're meeting new friends, making new relationships, roommate conflicts, money insecurity. Mm. And then you've got working adults also on campus, quite a few, and it's balancing that family, studies, full-time job, all of those type of things.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, and we are talking with Lyndon Parrish from SMC, and we're talking about a new program, or not new, but relatively new, the mental health counseling program at SMC. But we're talking about SMC as a whole and how it addresses the student. And we were just talking about some of the stressors in life that kids are bringing to school. I mean, those are stressors in life that we all have. We all are experiencing some of those things.
Exactly.
What do you think the impact of this program is having on students?
Well, the numbers show us that those that have been referred to counseling, that they follow through with counseling the last 2 years that we've had the program, they're more likely to succeed than those that don't. So we know it's a good thing for many, and we know now that we're in the third year of the program, our self-referral numbers continue to grow each year, so we know more students are taking advantage of it. But what I've seen sometimes is just by having someone to talk with when you're at that weakest moment, it's just that extra thing to kind of keep you over the edge, keep you going.
Are they self-referring themselves, or are
a little
they
bit of
getting
both
referred?
Well, okay. I've seen more self-referrals now that we're in our third year of the program. At first, it was a lot of referrals from other, from the residents, professional staff, or from instructors, and other staff members, maybe advisors. Now we're seeing a lot more self-referrals than we did originally.
So why do you think this work is so important?
Well, you know, I can only tell you what I've seen. I've seen that students that were failing, maybe not going to classes, were dealing with even some self-harm issues that have since taken this next step, and it's really helped them.
Why is this work important to you?
I think, again, it's a way, you know, part of my job is to keep our campus safe and secure, and this is a way to do that and in an individual level, to look at those students and say, you know, this is a way that we can help you continue on your success.
So will you stay here doing this work until you retire again?
Well, I hope to. Yes.
And
yes,
how long?
I really enjoy this.
What's your plan? How long do you want to be here?
As long as they'll
have you. Yeah. Because I know we can say that we're going to retire, but if they don't want us,
yeah.
That retirement may come a little bit sooner than that.
But so far, there's plenty of work. And okay. So it's good work. Like I said, it's positive work. A lot of time, law enforcement side, you didn't always see the positive side of thing. And this, you can see immediate impact on positive things such as this program.
And besides Candace, who's the counselor, are there other staff that are involved in this program?
I think our chief of staff obviously runs the program, and along with myself and our residence hall director, they have a lot of input. But mainly it's Candace doing the day-to-day.
And then how can someone find out more about SMC?
Go to swmich.edu. And then, of course, prospective students are encouraged to join us for our Roadrunner Days on November 2nd or 19th on the Dowagiac campus. Take a tour, meet staff, that type of thing.
What's a Roadrunner Day?
It's a day that kind of we kind of emphasize what we have available at SMC. So November 2nd and or the 19th on the Dowagiac campus.
November 2nd, yep. November 19th, yep. Roadrunner Days. You can get more information on what SMC is all about.
WMISH.edu.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Tonight, we're going to our next segment. We're going to talk to Candace a little bit more in detail about the program. So thank you, Lyndon Parrish from SMC, for joining us this evening. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Candace Boozy, a counselor within the mental health counseling program at SMC. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to our show tonight, focused on local college impact. In our first two segments, I spoke with members of Lake Michigan College about the impact they're having on our local community. And in the last segment, I spoke with Lyndon Parrish from Southwestern Michigan College, where he informed our listeners of a mental health counseling program at SMC. I now want to welcome Candace Boozy, a counselor within the mental health counseling program at SMC. That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is.
Well, welcome, Candace.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here.
It's good to be here.
So in each segment, I like to get to know who our guests are. So if you want to talk about yourself, your path, kind of where you came from, where you are today, what's going on?
Okay. So I'm a social worker. That's my profession. I originally started out post-high school. I wanted to study psychology.
Okay.
I started in a program for at-risk youth. It was an after-school program. And that was kind of my starting point into here. I decided at that point that I was going to switch my major to social work. And I was at Western.
Go Broncos.
Yes. And my professor at the time, you're allowed to be pre-social work before you get admitted to the program there. Okay. And you're allowed to take one or two entry-level classes. And I had this wonderful professor, Dr. Barb Howes. And it just fit. It fit. And I knew that's what I was supposed to do.
So social work or psychology?
Social work.
Okay. So is that a four-year degree? Or do you have a master's?
I have a master's
degree. In a master's in social work?
Yes.
Okay. And where's your master's?
Western.
Western as well.
Yes.
Okay. So to be a social worker, you do need to have a degree.
You need to have a degree. You need to be licensed by the state.
Okay. And then is it a requirement to go on and get the master's, or is that more of a self thing?
It depends on what you're going to do in the field.
Okay. So you're working in the mental health program at SMC, and how long have you been working in that program?
This is my second year.
Okay. And we heard from Lyndon in the previous segment what the mental health counseling program is at SMC. Can you talk about what your role is with the program?
I provide counseling services. I see students individually.
So how do you get those students?
Through referrals. Staff housing will refer other students will refer, roommates or students they know, and students refer themselves, so self-referrals as well.
And how many students are you seeing on a regular basis? I mean, you're one person,
right.
So how large is your caseload?
Currently, I'm seeing probably about 10 students a week.
Okay. And you've been there for 2 years. So what were the numbers like in the first year compared to the second year?
By this point in the semester last year, I think we're about at the same number for referrals. The difference would be that there's more student follow through this year, I've noticed. There's a lot more students that are following through in scheduling appointments and showing up to appointments, as well as return appointments.
And I just lost my train of thought. Sorry. So follow through on their own once you've set like a plan for them, or what are the things that they need to be follow throughing on, if that makes sense?
Following through on scheduling to come see me and then showing up to my office.
So the first year you saw less of that.
Yeah, I think that maybe the program wasn't as well known.
Okay. What has SMC done to increase the awareness for getting students involved in this program?
Well, I think that the college has really worked hard to advertise the program, to get the word out. Housing plays a big part on that. RHMs, RAs, you know, they refer a lot. They refer a lot of students.
So once students see their friends or their peers involved in the program, maybe that's also encouraging them to say, hey, this is a safe space. This is I can do this and it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I definitely agree with that. I think that students are more open and discussing, you know, I'm seeing the school counselor and it went well, and maybe you should go talk to the school counselor about what you're dealing with.
And it's more acceptable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are some of the specific issues that you're noticing in students that you see?
Well, that's a pretty broad spectrum. I feel like a lot of the students will self-identify as the issue being depression or anxiety. But once they come in and they start talking to me, we find out there's other things going on. If I had to pick one thing, I would say overall it's the transition.
Transition.
From kind of high school into, you know,
adulthood.
Yeah, adulthood, living on your own and rooming with strangers that maybe you don't always get along with.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, and we are talking with Candace Boozy from SMC about the mental health counseling program. We were just talking about some of the specific issues that she is seeing in students. According to the American Psychological Association, over one-third of first-year college students struggle with mental health. What are some of the causes of this, do you think? I know you mentioned transition, but...
Right. Well, I think, that number also comes from that there's more acceptance and awareness with college students today. I feel like students are more apt to seek out help, where maybe previous, you know, generations didn't do that. So I think that has a lot to do with the number. As far as, is it more prevalent now as a maybe 40 years ago? I don't know. But I think that students now are more apt to ask for help.
So you mentioned a couple of times, and I think I said the word too, about acceptance. Why do you think that seeking out mental health support is more acceptable today than maybe it was a year ago or even 2 years ago?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we are living in the age that, you know, I hate to kind of get into social media, but we're living in the age where everybody puts everything out there. And although there can be a negative side effect of that, there can also be a positive effect of that. And that's that people can see that they're not the only ones struggling.
So we understand that there are challenges that these students face as they transition into college. What might be some of the challenges that you face as a counselor?
Oh, well, I mean, I take it from the standpoint that I want everyone to succeed. That may be, you know, kind of silly, but I do. I want everybody to succeed. So part of the struggle can be sometimes, you know, at 18, you can't really see what's on the other side. That comes with time and experience. So sometimes, you know, I will have a student that I have to base it off of our work together is based on what they identify they need. And it can, you know, sometimes it's short term.
When you use the word succeed, what does success look like?
Peace. That an individual, you know, not every moment, every day, all the time, but overall that they feel at peace with themselves and who they are.
So how does this make you feel on a personal level?
I love my job. I love the work I do. I love that it's multifaceted and that I can provide an ear or provide a different perspective or that I can advocate. I love the work I do.
So if you could give just one piece of advice, okay, if you have two, you can have that, to a student beginning college anywhere, what would that be?
Ask for help. If you're struggling, ask for help. And know that it's okay. It's okay. Think that, you know, in your early 20s, in your late teens, you know, we just kind of really struggle with identity and self-acceptance. So
what would you say to a parent that has students out there or kids out there that are students? What would you say to a parent of a first-time college student?
Well, as a parent myself, mm-hmm. but not, I've got a few years before college, thankfully. I think just to listen. I have a lot of students that come see me that it may be a relatively, you know, minor issue that just a roommate or just I miss my family, I miss home, but they don't want to tell their parents because they don't want them to be disappointed.
Well, you've got a tough job. I don't envy you. I applaud you for doing this work. It's nice to see support out there for students that you want them to succeed. So on behalf of United Way of Southwest Michigan, I'd like to thank all of our guests who joined us this evening to talk about local college impact. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in Southwest Michigan. Thanks for joining the fight.
United Way is more than just a fundraiser. We are a vehicle for volunteers, donors, and advocates who seek to change lives and strengthen Southwest Michigan through service, collaboration, and impact. We are the problem solvers, the game changers. Join us Tuesday night for the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.